Hi, Matt. Daryl Green over here at Morrill County. How you doing?
Hey, Daryl. And so, how are you guys doing?
Good. So we're about ready to get the meeting kicked off. All three of the commissioners are here. Commissioner Doherty, Lindsay, Commissioner Russell, our city county council is here, Justin, and some other people in the public, and I have people on the phone. But your phone and the speaker are pretty close. I think they'll be able to hear you. Okay, and then we have the document you emailed to me on a PowerPoint on a screen in the room, so we can either follow that through or however you'd like to proceed.
Well, we can start by going through the document.
Okay.
Or if you got questions you guys have already pulled out, you want to address first.
He go through the document?
Yeah,
and,
go through the document.
Okay, let's start. Let's just go through the document, then I'm sure some questions will pop up in addition to the ones we may already have.
I wanted to make sure that we gave acknowledgement to all the departments for the year. I just did a lot of work.
I'm feeling here.
Yeah. Is he cutting out?
Yeah, he is. He's got a digital. Oh, are you doing yours? No, yours is a landline. Yours not cell, right?
No, there's a landline.
For some reason, we're not hearing you at all.
Oh, shit. You're doing... Where is he calling me from? Yourself?
I called him on the turtle.
Matt, you're not coming through if you can hear us.
Yeah, I thought you were asking questions. Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Better.
We can hear them all very well.
Are you leading us or you want us to ask you questions?
Yeah, look, do you guys have any questions on the content or how it was presented first?
Only that I can't read the table that relates to numbers, so you will need to go through that.
The one that's printed... In the one in your binder, I think, is a better one, isn't it? And that's actually, the one I saw in the binder was a heck of a lot better.
There's a bigger one that Roberta, somebody stuck on my desk.
Yeah, I didn't
know. Oh, yeah, that's a better one.
Are these matching up to the...
Yeah, they match up. That's correct. That one does match up. And so then...
You're referencing that you can't read the number? Which part are you?
No, you didn't page number.
I don't understand this.
So what they're looking at right now, you had your maps. Not maps, but your diagrams. Your diagrams had about four different, I guess, layouts. One of those layouts. What's that?
The layout description for the actual layout of the facility. That's what they're referencing.
That is correct. On one of the pages, that was pretty small, and so when it was, I think, PDF'd a second time to be forwarded out, the resolution decreased as such that when you zoomed in, you really couldn't tell like what JC-104 was. You know, you couldn't even see. The map would show JC-104, but what the heck was that? Or the square footage.
Right.
That was now created better. It was expanded and so I think the one that was emailed out you can't see, but now there's another format that was shown. And so that's, I think now everyone's on the same page somewhat on it. We have extra copies of what you did though, Daryl.
Yeah, I made 25.
You guys have copies of that.
Oh,
you're gonna want this.
Yeah.
Hey, Justin.
Yeah, go ahead.
Justin, this is Steve of Planning. Is there a way that you can forward me the higher resolution version of that?
Because you guys, the one you guys have is terrible.
We can't read any of it here.
I'll take care of that. Who's the most tech inclined? Daryl? I know. Bob is the one leaving. They do this. This thing is awesome. I like this one.
Right.
Do you know how to... Do the button and move it around?
Oh, he got rid of the slides.
Well, no, they're there. I just zoomed in on this one since I thought this was.
One thing that probably doesn't understand why that was, these are full-size plotting prints were scaled in PDF, so probably what happened with it not coming in clear. So when we send out the final, it'll come as full-size print. Yeah, it'll be 24 by 36, so it'll actually be to scale full-size plot.
I guess let's just, I don't care, where you want to stay. So right now we're on the floor plan that you've drawn, that the one that shows the cars and the boat and the garage.
So, a few questions I had. This is Justin again.
Hey, Doug.
When I'm looking at the map, the diagram that has the numbers, separated out, it looks like SF-000, SF-001. Those both appear to be mostly garage areas. From my understanding, are those fully enclosed?
Correct.
So that is,
they are enclosed.
And that encompasses then the square footage that I believe SF-000, that's about 5,000 square feet. Is that right? Or no?
3,909.
Oh, 3,909 is about 4,000 square feet. And then what is SF-001?
682.
So about almost getting closer to about 4,500 square feet is just an internal garage area. I think that SF-001 is considered kind of a search area, but that's. And also be clear, is that currently in place? Is this a replacement for a facility that's already there, or is this a new space?
This is a non-existent space that we made plans for from the notes and the needs and the wants of the interviews, and that if there was, there currently is not somewhere on the north that the sheriff's department, if there is a vehicle that does need to be seized and then searched until a warrant is gathered, they need somewhere to park that vehicle on the north side. And that's what this small two-car garage was for.
Also, the second kind of follow-up, when looking at, I think there's two things, I think, at least my understanding, Don, others, is the square footage aspect is, it's large, but also the price. The second aspect, when you're calculating the cost of the project, you have a cost of per square footage. Are you saying that the same cost applies for a garage area as it does like an office space? I know it's kind of a generalized number, but in my mind, I think it's my dad's, his farm shop, where it has insulation maybe, but it's exposed, it's not finished off on the inside. Is the square footage cost the same for SF-000 as it would be for, let's say, sheriff's office, office itself? Are those calculated as the same cost, at least in this document?
Those numbers are safe blended costs for kind of a mixed-use facility like this. And if in the future, if we move into an architecture and engineering phase, if we were to grow out those two areas, then those blended numbers would go down. But I still think that those as a range are fair for the entire blended cost. It's just a good way to step back from the facility and look at it from a total square footage cost and see if we're in the range. And I think those that we provided you are in the range of that, including those elements in the project.
Yeah, I'm thinking of too much time, I guess, but C-001, that would be the lobby area. I'm sorry, C-002, the large office space. I know it's square footage, I forgot where it's at. Did you measure the square footage of this large office space here in the new, I guess where we're sitting right now, is the Bartholomew building, their large conference room here. I actually don't know what this size space is, so when I'm trying to get a comparison of the C002 to this space, I have a hard time imagining it.
This room is 500.
We'll take that as a follow-up item and get you guys that comparison back. So that's an action item we can take.
I think it might be in there already. I thought you might. Maybe you didn't measure. I just didn't see it in the document.
I think we have information. I just don't know if we have that in the report itself. But that'll at least give you a perspective of the difference. But yeah, we got that, and we'll send that to you afterwards.
Just to let you know, we're having some people walking in the space right now to get their estimate.
There we go.
Mine says
this
about
way 25.
It's how much?
30 this way.
Oh, yeah. 30. Okay.
These should be 2 foot squares. So there's about 19.
Count the ceiling tile or the carpet tiles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 40, 20, 40, and what did I say? 25.
So what is that? What's that? About 1,000 square feet. What is C002?
We don't know how big the C002 is.
No, we do. It should be on the table.
1,500 square feet.
1,500. So that is 500 square feet larger than this space.
Yeah, 1.5 times.
And so the reason I'm bringing it up is we were trying to get perspective. I know the size of space issue. When I was looking at it, I was trying to think, you know, because this is a great diagram, but I'm sure for your deliberations, your discussions, the idea of, like, do we need even 1,000 square foot in that area, or does it need to be 1,500? That's larger than the largest conference room here in South Morrow. Or should it be smaller? Does that allow the building footprint to be smaller, or to allow more different space usage? I just wanted to ask that. So that's good to know. That's 1,500. What's that?
Why's the lobby so big?
Which one?
C001. What's the square footage on that? I think it's
2,253.
So 2,253 square feet is the, okay.
So, this is insane.
That's just right now, everyone that's on the phone, we're just considering, there's just a discussion on the lobby space, whether that needs to be, you know, when consideration that needs to be that big for a lobby area itself.
One thing just to keep in perspective of being kind of in this phase right now is, one, is that Matt really has been, is trying to show with this about, you know, how the property could be utilized with the total space that we have. When we get into details around the layout of this and the details within this, more of what we hope to kind of portray with this is that the development of this is very feasible and that there are all kinds of ways that we can re-swizzle this based on your requirements in an architecture phase. So I think at the highest level, the big piece is let's make sure that this is a facility that can fit within the property and, you know, and how that looks and is a part of the community. And then when we get into a next phase for the ultimate design of this, you may not like any of what's on the inside of this at all, and so I don't want you guys to think that this is a kind of our prescribed answer. We did this to show that there is a potential path with this. The property is, you know, we validate the property does make sense with this, and the interiors of this can all be changed, but this is our kind of rough first guess at what would work potentially for the requirements of the different departments. But there's nothing to say that each one of these individual elements has to be this way. I think in the second phase of this, we would go and reconfirm everything, the flows, the layouts, you know, the personnel spaces, the storage spaces, all that would come from there. So I guess from the interior side of this, we just wanted to validate that the property will work. And I think what we're telling you is we strongly believe that it can, and even a single-story layout, but you always have the opportunity to go to a two-story property in the future if you wanted to go down that expense and the cost of doing so. But the bigger thing on this is, does this feel right for the footprint, the exterior footprint and the major features that we have? Does this fill the needs that we're projecting based on the interviews that we have? And that's what I want you guys as a team to come back and say, yeah, no, this does look like it would be good within the property that we have, or
No, we're still missing elements or growth elements that you guys are projecting have within the county that may or may not be met here. But how it's all laid out on the inside, that can all change going forward. So I just want to make sure we're clear on that.
When deciding space issues, are you all taking into account the parking issues? Is that, I'm trying to think, I know right now we're thinking of this spot right here, this building would be in both, not used, I think where the sheriff's office storage is and that space. It doesn't include the, is it anticipating using the current location of the Irrigan office and that those buildings as the parking lot? That's one thing, I can see the space, but I wasn't sure about parking. I know the city will have, you know, thoughts of, you know, I think those be concerns in general about how much parking will be needed and where that parking will be at.
We have a parking garage.
No, there's no parking.
Sorry, I'm just kidding.
I was like, I missed that page. So again, was the parking? Yeah, is parking considered as part of it for the make it fit to our needs in that spot?
Say that again.
Was parking taken into consideration also?
Yes, parking was taken into consideration. So there's certain code requirements for how many parking spaces are actually needed for the square footage, and city has those in your guys' code. So also with removal of the Irrigan Annex, that will open up more parking space as well, but that will come after this phase of building this facility. So with that, we figured that there would be about 61 to 65 utilizable parking spaces between this and the Irrigan Annex facility. If overflow is needed, it has been discussed that the Moose Lodge lot would be available.
So that for the Irrigan Annex, is that, well, that sounds like that parking will be required to support this facility.
Correct.
Okay. So, yeah, so what we are anticipating needing would be what you see here plus that annex facility to be dedicated to.
I see what you're saying.
Okay. And so this the building, the footprint you've got here, and the parking around it, it fits the requirement. Yes. The parking necessary for this building and that staff, it fits.
Yes, with the utilization of where the annex currently is located, but will not be located once it is demolished and turned into parking.
Yeah, okay. Additionally, the Moose Lodge was, it's actually owned by the mothership, not by the local. And so they were looking into that, the possibility of either selling or having a long-term lease, or, you know, we would pave it for use, that kind of a thing during the off hours and something for overflow, I suppose, big trials or something. I don't know if that's going to occur there.
So I'm just curious on the space SF000, which is the 4,000 square foot garage, is that just for the sheriff's boat and his
patrol
cars?
A couple trailers
and the public work vehicle as well, because it needs to be securely stored. And this was one area that we know here from Crow that this was going to be a hard area to facilitate, knowing the turning radiuses of the vehicles with trailers. The parking garage requirement for the alley kind of puts the unique dynamic to this, where it has to remain open, but it doesn't allow for enough parking.
Where's all this
turn radius and the swing angle work for like a pass-through garage, so it has to have one entrance for that. So this is something that we added as square footage.
Yes, that's
a lot of density. To be part of it. This is strictly for a conceptual idea of how we deem that we can get some extra secure parking for the vehicles that should be securely parked due to the assets that they have inside them.
I think when you were currently looking at the facilities right now, their secure aspect is just the fence and wire, right? Right now it's just a locked fence for all those vehicles, correct?
And a building that stores the boat.
And there's a building for the boat, yeah.
So this is a covered area that you see highlighted in that area where the police cars and the boat are at. So it's not just a fence.
Yeah, it's
enclosed. So do we park police cars somewhere right now? I thought they all went home with our officers.
They do.
So we don't.
We don't.
So yeah, just the boat. And conceptually, the way that looks to me is you have a higher opinion than I do of our officer's ability to back a boat that far.
That's why it was conceptual, because these are things that we took into consideration, and it will have to be, you know, discussed further if this is something that we actually want to proceed with, or, you know, and keep in mind, this is not the final layout that will be built. It's just to build the idea of what can happen on this size of lot.
I have a friend that used to be in the trucking business. He grew up in it, retired in it. Owned as many as 100 trucks at one time, and he reminded me that he never made a nickel going backwards, but everything he ever hit was going backwards. So he didn't like to go backwards, and he had driven millions of miles himself personally.
So and, do we currently have a search room?
Nothing up there, no.
No, we've got
anywhere?
What do we have?
A seizure room and a search. Are you talking about the seizure room? No. Well, they have the room where they park the boat now, which is not really secure. And it's my understanding that that's really tight to get a boat in there, like an inch on each side.
And that's in the Public Works building?
Yeah, it's in the Public Works building that's going to go away.
And so this other Public Works, whatever is Public Works there, is actually going to move to Boardman.
Right.
What? Oh, I missed that.
Everything Public Works is moving to Boardman.
Right.
So ultimately, I'm just trying to clarify, we really need a spot to park. If we're just replacing what we have, we need a spot to park a boat.
Right.
And it probably would be nice for a spot to go through people's stuff.
Yeah, it would be nice to have a secure spot to go through people's stuff.
And then the other SF sheriff's items are currently in the CSEP building. So this is assuming we don't have the CSEP building?
Either that or they're going to move. They've talked about different things with the CSEP building. Moving parole and probation in there instead of sheriff in there.
So this layout captures that the CSEP building will stay and the parole and probation will be occupying the CSEP building.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
So parole and probation, how many offices are in that now?
So parole and probation uses one.
Parole and probation currently has one office.
Correct. So right now if you consider...
And they're going to take the entire CSEP building. Just to be pulling
over. So right now, parole probation uses one large office, but they are all together. That's not a great situation, but yeah, there's four people in that office, basically like a cubicle setup. Okay. If you've seen that back room, that's the parole probation office right now in the annex. The CSEP building, if you haven't been inside of it, it reminds me a lot of kind of this space. I've got the red light. You know, that's like there's like an open area right here.
Right.
They have a couple offices. I mean, it'd be more like this kind of space.
They would encompass that.
It would be about right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a little bit, for parole probation, it might be, the layout is a little bit different. Maybe they'd have to reposition because it has a larger kind of an open area. I'm not exactly sure it'd be as beneficial, but it is.
And the sheriff sees that as being a positive change because of the security of this building versus the CSEP. Why the
swap? So the CSEP building, the walls don't go all the way up to the ceiling.
Okay.
So if you're having a conversation with somebody that you want to have in private, you have to ask everybody else to leave the building.
Okay.
Which could work out fine with parole probation, I guess, since right now parole probation is basically open right now. It's all open up anyways. And parole probation doesn't just, it also includes like the community service coordinator is there.
Okay.
Stuff like that. So there's a few others in that space right now.
Before I get rid of that or suggest we do, the 001, because I'd like to hear from the sheriff, you know, I'd like to hear from all the departments why, you know, I don't need to vet what their asks were before I, you know, summarily dismiss them. But in the DA's opinion, is that necessary?
I don't think we have, we've, for a secure spot, at least in my experience for our cases, we have not used, we've not taken vehicles generally to a secure spot to search them, because we're not always seizing the vehicle, right? The idea is that we'll search a vehicle for, at least from my experience, my theory reports, you search the vehicle for evidence, and then you release it, or it gets towed. Or we search it at the tow location. The time we've kept a case, we've stored it at Oregon State Police in Hermiston, or no, we've actually stored it on other locations that are secure outside. So it's not inside. It might be nicer to do it, but we haven't, I don't think we've had a spot. I can't think of a case where we've actually, in this Morrill County, where we've searched it inside. Now you might have stored something else outside, but the search is still happening usually outside in general. So I'm not, yeah, I just can't think of a comparable in the county to SF-001 so far. Doesn't mean it's not there. They might have a good reason. I just haven't think of a case so far where that's come up.
Well, knowing how the wind blows in our county sometimes, I can see where that could be beneficial. I've lived here long enough, I know not to open up both doors into a crosswind. But if you're trying to search a vehicle and if the wind's blowing 30 miles an hour, it may be nice to have it inside of a...
And I know Undersheriff Myron came and made that ask to the previous... I'll go back and revisit those minutes, but I remember being at one of the meetings and he came and had that ask for a secure storage or search in the room. One other thing, DA, while I got you on with your DA hat on. Attorney's conference witness room, times two.
I mean, I will say my example is Hermiston Circuit Court. There has two. That's also very two different courtrooms. So in their mind, Hermiston... Well, they have three? They have two upstairs, I thought.
Oh, okay.
So upstairs, that's Circuit Court. Upstairs in Hermiston is Circuit Court. Okay. They have rooms downstairs, but that's the only kind of probation, not probation, but community offices. Upstairs, they have, I believe they have, they could have three. But one, I don't, but they only use two as their conference space. And so it's our attorney client. Does it have to be two? I right now, we don't have any in Circuit Court upstairs in the courthouse here. And so it's, I mean, I'm not sure how often it would have to have two. If space was an issue, it seems like one could be sufficient, but maybe Judge Spicer might have a different opinion on it.
I think we really need to, they don't need to be that big. They need to be big enough for basically three to four people to be in them. But frequently on days when we're doing a lot of court stuff in the afternoon, we'll have both. We'll have the one in the back in use, and then right now we have people waiting outside and sitting outside on the benches, even in terrible weather, to confer with attorneys. So, yeah, we need two rooms. They don't need to be that big. They need to comfortably seat four.
Them outside?
Yeah. Mike, the bad DA hat comment was it helps settle cases when they're out in the snow, but you're right. Not the most proper way to do it, I suppose.
Judge, do you think that square footage is, I mean, you know, you have the ask. Is that kind of what you were looking at for each one of them?
Well, I didn't get a chance to meet with the people when they were here, but that looks like fairly large square footage.
JC 102 and JC 103.
Oh, okay, yeah, 102, JC 102.
I don't know how much it takes, though, to seat four people comfortably around a table.
So these rooms are about 12 foot square.
Okay, that's probably, that 10 to 12 feet would probably be plenty.
Yeah, JC.
It was there. Where are you?
We have like 20 conference rooms. What's an aux room? It's the auxiliary room at the sheriff's end.
Oh, what number is that?
It's right by the parking garage. 002.
What is, this question for CF-002, is that, was there a description of what that was going to be, is the question?
C-002, or...
Oh, I'm sorry, SF-002, Sheriff's Office Space. What's that?
You're asking Matt.
I'm asking Matt, yeah.
Right now, that's just extra space included in that. So there's nothing allocated into that area right now. Okay. M-002 is a mechanical room. There's some square footage we've allocated, IT, plumbing, That's what that aux area is to the M002 side, but the SF side, there's nothing in that right now.
And the safe room? 004?
What is
004? Safe room?
004 was discussed as a safe room.
Is that for the millennials?
No. Sorry.
No, this was discussed, and it's actually a good idea to have these types of rooms in these types of locations where they are loading or unloading their weapons as a safe room, so that in the event that something does happen and it does malfunction and discharge, it doesn't go anywhere. It's a room where they can put the gun into safe, load it, unload it. That's all that was. For safe storage of those types of equipment and materials.
And for that footprint, that may be too large of a space for that, but it's something we wanted to show that was incorporated in.
Well, it's encouraging at least to look at this and see that this building and you know, and all the asks that came in fit that footprint and the parking. So that's encouraging.
Yeah, and that's the big point that we want to show with this. And we would love the departments to, and you know, we can definitely keep answering questions here in support of whatever you guys need to interpret this. But what some of the feedback that's been coming up is kind of what we want to see is, did we collect the right information in this document for each department? So if the department heads could go back and say, okay, yeah, we did a good job collecting the as-built or the as-is state of things, the projected future state. And then if we get a set of comments, much like has been coming up so far, for each department to say, here's where the things they like, here's the things that we don't like, and then did we go too far, or is there not enough? And if we could get that for each one of these, then we can modify this accordingly as kind of a final draft to make sure that this is directionally correct. But you're right, at the end of the day, I think net-net of everything is, it's really encouraging that we roughly can fit within this site, and that on our first cut at it, and even from your guys' feedback so far, there may be even some opportunities to cut back on what we've had here that we can fit within it.
So this is Stephanie over at the planning department, and Carla left me some notes since she couldn't be here. And she wanted me to make sure that you guys knew on page 26, it says planning department, and that's actually the sheriff's department. But her notes were under the space analysis for us. For the 1 to 5 year staffing projection, it would be a 1. It says 0 on there, but she hopes that within 1 to 5 years we can go from what we currently have 2 part-times to 2 full-times. So it would be increased by 1.
Got it.
What's the current, this is Justin and Stephanie, what's the, it's, you guys have 3 full-time and 2 part-time right now, is that right? Or how many do you have?
We have 3 full-time and 2 part-time.
So right now the planning department's way it's set up, you have 1, 2, 3 offices here. This is kind of, this says this is a multi-office space. You have our shared office space, but it kind of looks like, so that's P100. P100 looks like, it's titled shared office space, but it looks like, if I'm comparing it to what you guys have now, it's more the lobby or reception area and receptionist area. That's how you guys have it. And so this would take into account, at least the way it's looking at right now, 4 full-time, at least. Maybe if you consider this shared, it considers, did Carla have an issue when she looked at the map? The map of the diagram of that space?
She understood that this was preliminary, so she didn't really make much comment other than she doesn't like the idea of what looks like to be a bunch of desks in a shared space. Yeah. That, to her, felt a lot like what we already have.
But then she maybe missed the P1, yeah. 101, 102, and 103, which are 3 separate offices.
Right. Which we currently need 3 offices, but if we were to share 2 people in 1 spot.
Yeah, Stephanie, I would encourage you to have her look at that. I think that's actually maybe above and beyond at this point of her ask even for the three and then some combined spaces. So she may have missed out on the 101, 102, 103.
And she might have, because the first copy we had, we couldn't really read any of the letters or anything on them.
Sure.
So, but she just wanted to make sure that in the notes for what they had for 1 to 5 year staffing projection, they have zero. And it won't go up as far as bodies go, but we're hoping to have two full-time instead of two part-time. Yeah. So she wanted to make sure that I commented that for you.
Okay.
Matt, this is Commissioner Doherty. It looks to me like the packet you put together and all the information you got in and all the asks that you got in, it's more than enough information really for me to maybe start sitting down with these departments and drying down their needs, or like with Judge Spicer, understanding fully that they definitely need these two rooms, or size and scale, how we can kind of shift this around or shrink it down if we determine we don't need, you know, storage for the sheriff's department, boats, and et cetera. But I think for a starting point, I'm pretty thrilled with it.
Yeah, and thank you for saying that. We spent a lot of time on digesting all the notes because we had 280 about pages of notes from interviews and all the questionnaires. So that's a huge thank you to all the staff that participated to help us facilitate this. It was a huge help. But there's, like you said, there's a few things that we can immediately look at and address. Going through a department would be a good thing just to go through their findings, how their notes were compiled, what we put onto these details, and then go from there on what really needs to be in here to narrow it down for a final draft.
Sure. I kind of had a follow-up, just the general needs. Here at the Bartholomew Building, and I'm not sure what they do over in the courthouse, but here at the Bartholomew Building, both the public and all the staff use one general restroom. I see on here there's two sets of private restrooms, and then a restroom for the jury, and then a larger public restroom. I see the sheriff's department. Is that fairly typical in a building this size, or with staff and public coming in? Can you kind of help me there?
With the jury room,
yes.
Have a restroom.
Judge Spicer weighed in and said the jury room, and I agree, and county council is shaking his head as well. But as far as a building this size with X amount of staff and X amount of public coming in, is it pretty common for a couple staff restrooms as opposed to public restrooms?
Yeah, the way we broke this out was to have two big sectors, the public safety and the public services side of things. So providing public use restrooms, that's at your main areas. So on the planning and the public service side, where you have the planning department in the front with the county clerk who's there, and then the big conference and the lobby area. So when people are coming in, there's a public restroom that they can easily access, where that staff can use that as a public and staff restroom. Or if they go back into the lunch area, there's a private restroom just for the incumbent staff. To where when you enter on the public safety side, where you see the JC-111, JC-110, and the C-009, that's strictly on the public safety side of things, where the public that are coming in, they have a restroom to use and utilize, rather than where currently it's Irrigan Annex, it's a public and staff. It's shared, and it's a hard facility to regulate, where here it can easily be regulated. When the staff needs the restroom, they go utilize it, where they don't need to be crossing over out in the public space.
Thanks.
The good part is if that's overkill, if you guys determine or think that that's overkill, that's just more space that we can carve back into other areas or reducing the building footprint. But I think the total amount of space we have dedicated for that would be appropriate to the high side, and it could be taken back or it could be optimized better in future.
Did
Judge Pricer, this is Justin. I'm not sure if you had a chance to see what copy you got, but it shows a C009, and that shows the waiting area for the court. But I was wondering, as it is right now, the joint area, C001, also has access to the court. Would that work as well at the waiting area? Like if do you have to have C009 if there's also C001?
We don't have to have a separate waiting area for the court. And actually, in looking at the court space, it's going to have to be completely redone to make it usable. But the space needs are there, I think.
Okay.
So, you know, that's something that we could do, and it doesn't need to be that large.
Okay.
We have sitting space out front for 15 people. We're probably okay even down the road. Right now we've got 6, and sometimes that's full.
The other piece, MS, that we are anticipating the need for is additional security measures in the entrance of C009 because it's serving the other portions of that building. And we could always look at having a different entrance for those portions into, you know, the DA area and the others. But the other piece where that separated out was that there's a higher level of security and screening we're anticipating for the C009. That's why we've left it in that half of the.
Okay, and looking at the way that it's put together now, we can't have people coming through the lobby straight into the courtroom. They're going to have to go past the court clerks first. So, like I said, there's a lot that needs to be redone on that.
And I think that stuff we can, unless you think that there is an issue that the public would perceive from this, we can address it now. Otherwise, I think that would be a great one for the next phase of the project, is making sure that we get the entrance and the sequencing right on the public safety side and the courthouse side for this layout.
Okay. The only other thing I see is that I would anticipate with the changes that have occurred in this office in the last 5 years that we will probably need to add space in the 10 to 20 year range for at least one more person.
Hey, Judge, this is Commissioner Doherty. Well, you say you think we probably need to add, you mean just additional help staff?
Additional help staff, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Don't need it now, but I'm sure we will.
Yeah. Did you say?
That was.
Go ahead.
We do have open offices in here. PS003 and 4 are open right now. So and I think that, when we get into the next phase, is playing back exactly how much extra space is in anticipation of future growth. And well, actually, maybe we can do that just as an action item from this, is just to make sure you guys clearly see in this for office spaces what is the headcount that currently exists today, and then what's being predicted out of this for headcounts that don't exist. So we can send you a summary of that as well, because I think that'll be helpful for you to see that at a high level.
Did the veterans require their own waiting room versus that big lobby, VS00?
Oh, we actually discussed that this morning. She mentioned that she wasn't going to be able to attend, so she called and addressed some of her concerns. That was one thing she said she did not need. Is if she needs a shared space for families or of larger group that are coming in, then they can use one of the shared conference rooms.
Judge Spicer, did you say you didn't get a chance to meet with Crow?
I did. I was sick that week.
appreciate her filling out the questionnaire. Gabby and Ann were very helpful in facilitating her questionnaire and addressing questions or concerns that the Justice Court did have.
Yeah, we had talked it over pretty thoroughly, and I have complete faith in them to do that.
So Mike, when your crew's working over in the north end of the county, revaluing property or anything, do you see a need where you would have a need for some office space on occasion over there?
No, not really.
Isn't that what the 007
whenever means? We currently will go to the planning department if we, make a phone call or use a restroom or something. I know sometimes they go to the health department building in Boardman. If they need to call back to the office or something. I really don't. Somebody else was to come along and be the department head, they might have a different view.
Well, one of the things that I would like to see over there, I'd like to see a place where a commissioner could meet with a constituent in an office setting over there. Or I live in the north end of the county, I'm not going to drive to Heppner to get on a county workstation and have access to their computer system. But I would go drive to Eurigan to do that if I wanted to do some of my own research or something. But I don't need an office dedicated to me. I need a shared office that I could share with either your department or HR up there in the north end of the county or something like that. But I would think that in the long run, even in the short run, I would think that our administrator needs an office in the north end of the county to work out of there part-time, a day or two a week to be over there and make sure that, if he's going to be the administrator for the county, it's all the county, not just this building. And so I would like to see an office for the administrator over there dedicated to him and one or two other offices that could be shared amongst whoever needs an office space on that given day. Whether it's HR to conduct interviews with somebody or have that come to Jesus meeting with somebody that hasn't been doing things right. Or whether it's Commissioner Doherty or Commissioner Lindsay or myself that's got a constituent that wants to meet with them closer to their hometown rather than driving the 50 miles to the south end of the county.
And to be clear, Mike, you did say a week or two ago that you saw that there was value in you going up there and supplying some services, but the logistics of your staff and how it worked here, well, we don't know. Down the road, we might add county staff, and then maybe you're able to go up there and provide those services. So I'm just saying that I think an open office or a shared potential office holds some value.
I agree. Totally agree.
Okay.
Well, what is the SF? It looks to me like 1, 2, 3, 4, 7 offices right there, workspaces. SF 007, that big. What is that?
This right here?
Yeah.
Shared, like that's patrol. That's listed right now as patrol. I think right, patrol deputy desk area. So the list talks about the SFs are all
officers.
Yeah. So you have SFs is just considered a shared office. So I say that's probably more, in their mind, patrol. Deputies coming doing reports. SFs. Go ahead, sorry.
Justin, is that you that's talking?
Yeah.
Hey, Justin, so that area, so this is kind of a shared space for the DA, the Justice Court, and the Sheriff's Department, where if you're looking at, SF 010, SF 011, the one thing that's lacking from the interviews that we conducted on the north side, where is in this, currently in the CSEP building and the parole and probation office within the Eurigan Annex, is that there's nowhere to have, there's acoustics problems where there's nowhere to have confidential conversations, whether it's with clients or with people that need to be detained. So those SF-011 and SF-010 are a shared, completely confidential interview type room or whatever measure you guys would need. And then that SF-007 basically is a shared work area with workstations that if it's patrol officers or anybody that's there that's working that doesn't have a workstation in that area, they can work in that space.
And the sheriff's office has 3 offices right now. Are you moving to here again?
No. Well.
I mean, this.
So, what I would like to see is the sheriff's office close their Boardman office. I don't think they need it.
Oh, okay. And how many offices are there?
We've got a couple offices there, okay. And they're not in there very often.
So between Erigan and Boardman, there's 5 offices?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think we can consolidate that down to 1. I think the reason the sheriff has a presence in Boardman is all political. That he saw that as potentially the largest town in the county and wanted to have a presence there. But I think with the Boardman Police Department there, that's not necessary. That's just my opinion. And I don't see in the near future or the long-term future, Erigan having their own police department. And I think it gives them a better feeling if officers in the north end of the county need to go somewhere to do their paperwork. Just driving to and from that building gives them a sense that they're getting something. And, you know, we have several county sheriff's deputies that live in the Boardman area, and they take their cars home with them. So, I mean, the Boardman residents get that feeling anyway. I mean, I know where they live and can take you by, and there's a car parked there a lot of time in the day.
Well, and, you know, HR meetings and that kind of stuff, there's a very large conference room. You know, that's how this conference room gets used a lot.
And right.
I just think we can't have complete duplicity.
I think that conference room. I think that conference room is probably a little large.
And that lobby is giant.
Yeah, I think that's a little large.
But, you know, one of those could be some shared office space. Like the assessor and the clerk potentially have differing times. And I get a commissioner's
right.
office. I don't think every function from HR to admin needs duplicity.
I think if we had one office at the assessor's department, the HR department, I think the clerk is over there on a regular basis,
sure.
and she's going to have some stuff that she needs to have behind a closed door when she leaves.
Matt, I think these are discussions. I think we've got enough. I don't want to get ahead of Commissioner Russell here, but it sounds to me like our discussions that we're having are discussions we need to have in-house or with our departments,
right.
And kind of pull some of that stuff together and bring it back to you. Is that the process?
Yeah, so what I would say is each of the different areas that we captured the existing conditions and then the projected growth, meeting with your department heads and going over those sections in what we presented and then looking at the layout of this detail we provided and seeing does this capture what they'll need in a facility, not to say this is the facility. And then we'll come back and we can address moving to a final layout and we can address presenting the other option of a 2-story if it's needed instead of this to provide more parking or getting rid of the parking garage or this small parking area or limiting the lobby size, things like that we can address after we've done the next round of firming what we've already talked about in the interview.
So what happens next?
Pardon me?
What next?
I think we need to discuss internally next what we look at this in a little bit more detail and see if each department has their basic needs met. And I mean, sometimes the basic needs and what they've got on here may be different. And
yep.
And then we would go back and fine-tune this, and then that becomes the public conversation.
Yeah, they will fine-tune it. After we send them,
we'd go back to them to fine tune this. Correct.
Yeah, it would be great to have each department their feedback on where we've met their requirements, where we haven't met their requirements, or potentially where we went over their requirements, and then have that be passed through the commissioners for vetting, just to make sure that that you think that those are appropriate. Those would be rolled up back to us, and then we would revise this accordingly
And then we know we need to do some formatting changes on this report as well. I think we're going to take out some of the detailed information and put it into an appendix, keep our summary areas. But we're also open for feedback for how you would like this structured. So if there's pieces of this that you want to emphasize or de-emphasize as a part of our final report, we could publish a report, that's different from what you see here. But we'll take whatever feedback that you have on the best way to publish that before we make it public everywhere else. And that includes, you guys may look at the details that we have on the layouts, and it may be better to take out a lot of the details. We may just, we've had other clients ask us just to come up with, like, colored boxes within the footprint to say, here are the big spaces that are allocated to this area, and here's the rough footprint. You know, we can make those changes as well. So if you have, kind of how this is presented and you want to see those changed, give us that feedback too as well. And we'll get that all rolled up into the final report for you guys to sign off on.
But ultimately, this single story, 155 to 240 low to high, you feel pretty confident in those numbers.
Yeah. Oh. Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's encouraging. I think.
Mm-hmm,
I do. Yeah.
So you're going to compile information from department heads reviewing this and then get back to us? No, we're still going to do that.
Other way. We're going to...
Gotcha.
The department heads are going to take a look at it, come through the commissioners,
okay.
And then we'll get back to them.
Okay.
So would you think that in 2 weeks you could get that pulled back together from the department heads and have another commissioner review and then back to us? Do you think that that's a fair amount of time? I just want to make sure that we're ready when we get this so that we can turn this in a relatively fast fashion when we get your final feedback.
We can shoot for 2 weeks. We'll shoot for 2 weeks and hopefully we can get there.
And if that's not reasonable on your end, if you want to push it to 3, just let us know. I just want to make sure we're ready.
3's a lot more realistic.
We can let you know a week in that we're not going to be there for another couple of weeks. Or we can be up front with you and tell you now 3 weeks would work better.
Okay, let's just stick with 3 weeks then.
Okay.
All right,
thank you very much.
Thank you, and thanks for everyone's input. This has been going good so far.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, guys.
So, Judge Spicer and the planning department, are you guys still on the phone?
Yes, we're still on.
Okay, were those, instructions on what comes next okay?
I didn't catch all of this.
We didn't really catch everything.
So what we're going to do from here is in the next couple weeks.
Soon, very quickly,
we're going to have the department heads, the departments review the space needs that are shown on this initial floor plan and see if they meet your needs. We'll have you talk to Daryl about that. He'll bring back suggestions that you have to the county commission, and then we'll take those suggestions, compile them, and go back to Crow with them.
Okay.
Is Judge Spicer still there?
Yeah.
Judge Spicer, are you there?
I'm here.
So, question, at one point not so long ago, you had raised a little bit of hesitation as to where you felt the system might be going as far as justice of the pieces are concerned.
I'm having trouble hearing you.
Yeah, it's a little microphone right there.
At one point in the past, you raised a question about where the JP position might be going and into the future. Looking at this space, I guess I'm just questioning where you think the whole system might be going, and are we looking at a lot of space for something that might change? I just want to understand that.
I think Morrow County would be crazy to let go of the justice of the peace after I retire. I think you want to keep that going. I think it's the only way that you're going to keep any real services to people in the county.
And I would agree with that, and I'm just wondering what makes you think you can resign. I think that takes a 3-0 vote of the commissioners.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I thought she was elected.
Yeah.
Except for retirement.
Selected.
There's nowhere else about retirement.
She has to find an acceptable candidate to replace her.
I was going to say, so that just means if she doesn't run for election, then we all just have to write her in.
That's right.
I logistically, it might be difficult, but I don't know that Daryl's going to get much different input than Crow got, and
right.
They're going to say, yeah, I need, you know, everything under the sun. I would feel more comfortable if we had next Wednesday two different departments come in, we sit them down and say, you know, okay, Judge Spicer, tell me why you need what this, why you need additional staff, and based on what, or, you know, or not county council, but maybe the district attorney, you know, come in and say, this is what the future looks like, and this is why I have these asks, and
I think that's fair.
Yeah, and you know, and then Justin, I know, even looking here, when they talked about some of the interview rooms and stuff, he said, and they said, you know, you could use some of those things, and I could tell by the way he was shaking his head, he wasn't certain that he needed them. So there is some of that too. We might find out there's a little bit of overbuild. I don't know, logistically it might be tough, but I'm afraid if Daryl just goes and asks him what Crow asked him, we're going to wind up with the same
thing.
Right,
I think that's a great point.
Mm-hmm.
So what that probably is going to require is an extra meeting a week. Because
okay.
The next few agendas are pretty much put out.
Yeah.
Through the 4th.
But what about
work
session?
And at this point, though, I don't think we want to get in a rush into the wrong thing. I mean, this thing has been 15 years in the waiting.
We need to. That's when we were talking about this earlier. My thought was we're probably going to have to have a half-day meeting and do something along those lines.
I mean, we're anxious to keep pushing forward, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I'm like you. We've talked about it for a long time. It's time to actually start looking at building something, but I don't want to do the same thing we did with this building. And I mean, I don't want to build it too big. I don't want to build it for 20 years down the road and we can't fill it today, and we got a lot of vacant space that's sitting there sucking up heat and air conditioning. But I don't want to underbuild it either, and 2 years down the road we're going, God, you know, we need more office space at the Bartholomew building, and we didn't plan for that.
Yeah. Or when Commissioner Ray was here talking about the health building, and they said, you know, 10 years later, you know, the vision of what went into that was, you know, it just wasn't there.
Yeah.
And now they're having to start all over again. And like you, I don't want whatever board follows me 10 years down the road to have to start this process again. But I think the only way we get there is to get them in and dry it down. And
well, no matter what, we're going to hit a bit of a stall going into budget. We're going to have to transition.
And then. You know, we got to figure out how to pay for this too.
Yeah.
I mean, we can draw up what we think is the perfect building, and if it's $10 and we've only got $7 to pay for it, we can't have the perfect building.
Mike tells me we're good shape.
Yeah.
Well, one of the nice arguments though too, and you hear it out on the street, you know, folks are like, you're going to spend, you know, $8 million or $3 million or whatever the number is. Is that, like you say, it's all SIP money, so it's not like, I mean, we're not raising somebody's taxes to or we're not hiring staff. We're taking that money, you know, that's coming in that may go away, and putting it into roads, putting it into, you know, building here, maybe a couple $1 million in renovation over in Mike's office over here. I mean, the courthouse. I mean, at some point we're going to have
to. You're really opening the checkbook out.
Well, at some point we're going to have to do something to the courthouse.
Right.
You know. But it's
we might as well add a few more staff.
I'm not a big sign.
No.
I'm kidding.
I mean, as we go, we're gonna add staff.
But the thing is, if you take, you know, whatever monies are coming in, like the SIP monies that may go away, and you put that into staff, or you build the government, and then all of a sudden that goes away, then, you know, at least we're putting it into.
And the upstairs of the courthouse is going to be a have to. That's all there is to it. Their circuit court is going to force it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not one to spend money, but there's things that have to happen.
This building's half paid for.
Really?
Yeah.
And,
We got some outside work to do on the stonework of the courthouse, too.
Yeah, maintenance.
And the steps, and yeah.
See, and I'd like to look and see what the staff is on a county of 20,000 population, because that's where I think we're going to be in 10 or 15 years.
Or less.
Or less, yeah.
But probably a quarter of that diagram could go away and you would still have
yes.
adequate space. I mean, I'm sorry, but I don't think
totally agree.
There needs to be an enclosed garage for police vehicle and the boat.
That's the first thing that's...
Advanced yard, I can understand.
Yeah.
Greg, I'm not going to agree with you until the sheriff sits down and tries to... But
it's just a comment from a member of the audience.
Yeah, but you know that's why we need to hear these things. But
that's the first thing I noticed too. And don't we require our officers to take the car home at night with them in case they have to respond to an emergency?
I thought now the hard. I don't want to have to back into all those. I'd hate to be the guy that's got to back clear all the way to the back.
They got those cameras back as good as I used to.
Yeah. No, except for the boat, you know, they don't.
He didn't.
I mean, that'd be a long back if they actually had cars in there and you're trying to back the boat in there.
Well, there would need to be a door on the other end so you could just pull through.
It'd have to be a pull through.
Yeah. Somebody parked that.
And it looks to me like if this wasn't here, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's at least four spots. Five.
Yeah, well, you think of them coming, you know, I mean, you could almost get two rows in there.
One thing about asphalt, you don't have to water it or mow it, or heat it or cool it.
Yeah. At least we're started.
Yeah.
The started is half done.
I think it's the district attorney's office in Wasco over Union County.
I know Kelsey over in Union is a decent size.